Hey, it's me, the T-O-N-Y-T, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I love catchphrases. When a character in a TV show or movie says a familiar line of dialogue in a new context, it makes the audience happy, and it makes us feel like we're on the inside of a joke. Some of the classics that I can mention include Bazinga, or Dope, or What You Talking About, Willis? Cut It Out. Don't Be Ridiculous, or Did I Do That? Hey. Don't Make Me Angry, or What Happened, or How You Doing, or Legendary, or Dynamite, even Wubba Lubba Dub Dub. They're quotable, they end up being used as water cooler jokes for a while, they get sold on coffee mugs and t-shirts, and then we all enjoy them until the next thing comes along. It's fun when you can drop a super obscure deep cut catchphrase, though, and have somebody recognize it, like when someone picks up on an Alan Z, or a Pop Pop. It's kind of fun to feel like you know something cool because you share it with somebody else. The other day, my family was in a conversation with a person, and opportunity arose for me to drop a quote from a YouTube show that I enjoy. I kind of just did it for me. But when I did it, my son said the same line along with me at the same time. The other person, A, didn't understand the reference, and B, they were confused by why my son and I were speaking in unison. But he and I shared a little moment with each other that we were on the same page. It actually happens between me and my son quite often. People are always telling me that he's a lot like me, that he says certain things that I say or he reacts in a way that I would, and I feel tremendously honored to hear that. It actually reminds me of Jesus. In John chapter 5, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, that the Son does likewise. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing. And greater works than these will he show him so that you may marvel." If Jesus gets his inspiration and his direction from doing what God would do, that means that we can trust Jesus enough to do what he would do too. If Jesus would choose to love and serve and forgive and choose peace, that's what God would do, so we should too. If Jesus would choose to speak blessing and hope, then we should use words of blessing and hope. When we start speaking and living by the things that Jesus teaches, it'll bless those who see and encounter our lives, and it'll create shared moments of encouragement for other believers. It might even help those around us to experience the love that comes from God's heart through our words and our actions. So, be like God. Be like Jesus. That's a pattern we can all live by. Bazinga. Well, that's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Tony T for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, I ain't got to go home, but I can't stay here.